بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam, and we have reached hadith number 8, and this class is class number 9. The hadith عن عمر بن يحيى المازني عن أبيه قال شهدت عمر بن أبي حسن سأل عبد الله بن زيد عن وضوء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فدعا بتور من ماء فتوضأ لهم وضوء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فأكفأ على يده من التور فغسل يديه ثلاثة, ثم أدخل يده في التور فمضمض واستنشق واستنثر ثلاثا بثلاث غرفات, ثم أدخل يده فغسل وجهه ثلاثا, ثم أدخل يده في التور فغسل يديه مرتين إلى المرفقين, ثم أدخل يده في التور فمسح رأسه فأقبل بهما وأدبر مرة واحدة, ثم غسل رجليه, وفي رواية بدأ بمقدم رأسه حتى ذهب بهما إلى قفاه, ثم ردهما حتى رجع إلى المكان الذي بدأ منه, وفي رواية أتانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخرجنا له ماء في تور من صفر, والتور شبه الطست. This is the hadith. The translation of the meaning of the hadith goes as follows. My father, this is the hadith, is عن عمر بن يحيى المازني from his father, who said, I saw عمر بن أبي حسن asking Abdullah bin Zayd about the ablution of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Abdullah bin Zayd asked for earthenware pot containing water, and in front of them performed ablution like that of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He poured water from the pot over his hand, he poured water from the pot over his hand and washed his hands thrice, and then he put his hands in the pot and rinsed his mouth and washed his nose by putting water in it and then blowing it out with three handfuls of water. Again he put his hand in the water and washed his face thrice and washed his forearms up to the elbows twice, and then put his hands in the water and then passed them over his head by bringing them to the front and then to the rear of the head once, and then he washed his feet up to the ankles. This is the hadith of Abdullah bin Zayd describing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wudu ablution. Now the narrators, the first is Amr bin Yahya. Amr bin Yahya, Amr the son of Yahya, the son of Amara, son of Abi Hasan al-Mazini. He is thiqa, reliable. He lived and was amongst the successors, but it is not confirmed that he saw any of the companions. He died in the year 136, rahimahullah, 136 after Hijrah. This is the first narrator. The second narrator is Abu Amr, his father. Abu Amr, the father of Yahya bin Amara. Abu Amr, then Yahya bin Amara bin Abi Hasan al-Mazini. He is also reliable, trustworthy, from the Tabi'een, from the successors to the companions, rahimahullah. Third, now Amr bin Abi Hasan al-Ansari. Amr bin Abi Hasan al-Ansari. He is from the Sahaba. The third in the narration is Amr bin Abi Hasan al-Ansari al-Mazini, radiyallahu anhu, He is from the companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. And fourthly, Abdullah bin Zayd. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Asim, the son of Asim al-Ansari al-Mazini, from the Sahaba. May Allah be pleased with him and them all. He was amongst those who shared in the Battle of Uhud and the battles afterwards. And he shared in the killing of Musaylama, the liar. And he, rahimahullah, was killed in the day of Al-Harra, the year 63 after Hijrah. 63 after Hijrah. These are the narrators. Now, the subject of the hadith, is explaining the manner of wudu of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The overall explanation. It is from the keen ways of the Sahaba and the righteous predecessors, may Allah be pleased with them all, of preserving the Sunnah and following the Sunnah, is that they used to ask regarding the manners of worship and actions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so that they follow him in on that. And in this hadith, Amr bin Yahya al-Mazini narrates from his father that he saw his uncle, meaning Amr bin Abi Hassan, asking Abdullah bin Zayd, who was one of the companions, concerning the manner of ablution done by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Abdullah, the Sahabi, Abdullah bin Zayd, wanted to make that clear in a practical way, because this is faster to comprehend and precise also to comprehend and easy to understand. So he called for a pot with water in there, and it was brought to him. So he began by washing his hands, because they are the tools. They are the tools to wash the rest of the parts. And therefore he took water from there and washed them three times. So he poured water from the pot over his hands and washed his hands three times. Then he put his hands in the pot and took from there three handfuls and rinsing his mouth with each wash and washing his nose as well by putting water in it and then blowing it out with these three handfuls of water. Then afterwards he again put his hand in the water and took and washed his face and washed his forearms up to the elbow twice, meaning washing the forearms up to the elbow twice, each of them twice, each arm, each forearm. Then after that put his hands in the water, فَمَسَحَ رَأْسَهُ بِيَدَيْهِ, then passed them over his head by bringing them to the front over the head and bringing the hands to the front and then to the rear of the head once. Rear of the head meaning the upper part, up till the upper part of the neck. And returning, bringing them to the front again, to the place from where he started. So So he did this in a way to cover the whole hair of the head. Then afterwards, he washed his feet up to the ankles. And then Abdullah bin Zayd made it clear to say that this was the action of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his wudu when he came to them. When he came to them, he they brought him a pot with water, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu in front of them. And Abdullah did the same thing with the in this narration. In order to make sure, to affirm to them that he was certain regarding the ablution of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he did it in the manner he saw it. This is the overall explanation of the hadith as to the points of benefit. They are as follows. Number one, we mentioned this early, the companions were keen, and the righteous predecessors as well, keen as to understanding and knowing the sunnah of the Prophet والسلام, so as to follow him on that. The second benefit is resorting to the closest and easiest means of demonstration by the teacher in order to affirm the knowledge and to relate it in a way which is comprehensible and easy. The third benefit is the manner of wudu as described in this hadith, washing the hands three times, rinsing the mouth and putting water in the nose, istinshaq, followed by istinthar, blowing out the, expelling the water from the nose, doing this three times, then washing the face three times, then the forearms up to the elbows and including the elbows twice, then washing the head and washing the feet to the ankles, including the ankles. These are from the manners. Not only, this is not the only manner of wudu of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the fourth benefit is adherence to ordering between the parts, the wudu parts. And the fifth benefit is putting fresh water for each part. Six, permissibility to have the washing of the parts in this manner, certain parts three times and certain parts twice. In fact, it is permissible to make them also once each. So it is permissible to wash the parts three times and some twice and some even once, and of course the least is once, and the least that is obligatory is once. As you notice in this hadith, there is no mentioning of the ears, but this came in other narrations. And the seventh benefit, permissibility to make wudu using the earthen pots as containers for water. And in one narration, that they brought the Prophet, they brought the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a pot made of copper, so it is permissible therefore to use such type of pots. This is, in summary, the major points of benefit regarding this hadith. And at the end, we'll put the following questions. Check whether the following statements are true or false. Check whether the following statements are true or false. A. Abu Amr Yahya bin Amara al-Mazini is from the companions. Abu Amr Yahya bin Amara al-Mazini is from the companions. Second, B. It is forbidden to make wudu using copper utensils. It is forbidden to make wudu using copper utensils. Second question. What is the subject of this hadith? What is the subject of this hadith? Third question. Why did he start with his hands? Why did he start washing his hands? Fourth question, is it permissible to wash the face twice and the feet thrice? Is it permissible to wash the face twice and the feet thrice? These are the questions pertaining to this hadith. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a benefit for myself and for all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.